get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. My name is David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
I just wanted to try that, Tim. Something a little different voice intro. We'll see how that sounds. I am not in the Zen zone, you know, therapeutic WordPress podcast coming at you. Today, we've got our top five recommended WordPress hosting companies. Tim has heard me say this a million times, but guess what? I'm going to say it again because it's so important, and I cannot stress this enough. If you're serious about your business, you need to be serious about your hosting. Hosting is, you think of a house, and its foundation is the most important thing of the house building process. You want to make sure that your underpinnings are there so that your house doesn't come crumbling down and cave in. Hosting is the same thing. It is where your website lives on the internet. So if you're going after the cheap $2 hosting, my mom used to say, you get what you pay for. And you're definitely going to get what you pay for if you go with one of those cheaper hostings. And the good news is that all of these ones that we're going to list, with the exception of one, are pretty reasonable. If you're in business and you can't afford a few hundred dollars a year, you need to get in a different business. In the wrong business, plain and simple. And I don't know why people look at hosting like, oh, it's an expense that I just don't want to pay, because for whatever reason, oh, $300 a year, that's insane. Come on, man. This is the most important part of your website. Get real.
Yeah, what I like to say is you shouldn't pay more for coffee in one day than you do for hosting for an entire month, right?
Right.
Like, it's like you go to Starbucks, you're going to be paying, you know, for an average drink, you know, about $5. Yeah. And people want to pay $5 a month on hosting, and it's crazy.
It's crazy.
It is the foundation of your business, your website. And so it's like having I'm going to use another analogy. It's like having a car, right? It's the engine of your car. You wouldn't put a old rundown, you know, 1992 four-cylinder engine in a Ferrari, right? Your Ferrari is, you know, a fast car that deserves a fast engine, and it's an expensive car. So it's like you wouldn't want a really nice looking website running on really crappy hosting. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Okay. So here are Tim and I's top five recommended hosting companies. I'm going to take number one. You may think I'm biased for saying it. The only reason I'm talking about it is because I know it better than Tim does. And it's WP Zone Hosting, which is formerly known as Divi Space Hosting, which is my company. We launched a hosting company about a year and a half ago, and we did it slowly. We didn't announce it to the world. We just mainly did a lot of stuff. We have our own servers for our own internal use, and we decided to just go ahead and build out a platform specifically for page builders and optimize it, because there were no hosting companies at the time and still that meet 100% of the criteria of all of the page builders. Some require PHP this, others require PHP that. You know, there are so many dang protocols on the hosting servers that these bigger hosting companies aren't going to dedicate just to page builders. Well, guess what? Page builders are all the rage. They're not going anywhere. They're only going to get more popular and bigger because they're easy to use. And a knucklehead like me can build a website with a page builder. Well, that's massive for small businesses and do-it-yourselfers. So the problem is that page builders tend to be bloated. They tend to be a little bit slower. Load times on the website, which can affect user experience. It can affect search engine rankings. So we wanted to really dial in page builder hosting, and we did. Guess what? We did. It is the best page builder hosting on planet Earth by far. These other companies, I'm telling you, I know you think I'm biased, but I'm preaching from the choir, and I am. But go talk to our customers, who, surprisingly to me, I really thought the majority of our customers would be small mom and pop do-it-yourselfers, but it is the agencies that have been flocking to us with 100, 50, 100, 200, 300 websites, and they can't migrate them fast enough because this hosting is so good and fast, and they realize that. So they're dealing with multiple sites every single day, issues, problems, and I guess it makes sense. The do-it-yourselfers, they only got one site. They don't have nothing to compare it to, and they've got multiple sites that they're running. It's like, oh, wow. So, you know, we're rebranding Divi Space Hosting to WP Zone is going to be the new site. We're rebranding. Hear this here first, folks. We're rebranding AspenGroveStudios.com to WP Zone. You know, it's a WordPress company. It just makes more sense and stuff. So,
yeah. A couple things I'd like to add to that, David, if that's okay. David's right. Most hosting companies are not specifically tuned for page builders, right? Like, yes, you can use page builders, but they didn't specifically make the hosting for page builders. And if you think about it, the engineers, the server techs, engineers that are building these servers and speccing out how they want them to be and stuff, most of these guys are like hardcore anti-page builder, right? They're WordPress purists, right? And so we'll let a page builder run on here, but it's like they're not going to go out of their way to make it an amazing experience and stuff. Right. And so I love that's what David and the team have done. And regarding, I just want a second what David said, regarding their customers that are flocking, these agencies that are flocking to Divi Space Host, or I'm sorry, WP Zone Hosting. While I have not tested it out yet and stuff, which I plan to, I just haven't gotten around to it. Several people that I know and respect have and are raving about it. So Eric Dingler, he's one of my fellow panelists on Divi Chat, a podcast that David started in 2016. Eric Dingler is he's a business owner that I respect. He's just super smart and he gets it. And so he has been raving about WP Zone Hosting. And so he's someone that it's like, if he says it's good, then it's good, because he's not someone that's going to be raving about something that he doesn't truly love, or if he hasn't tried other alternatives to really know what's good. And so, and then several of our students that are in mine and David's Divi Business Expert course have moved a bunch of their sites over, and they're raving about it as well. So it's people that I know and trust. And so again, I need myself to set up a site and test it out and play with it and stuff.
It's so much cheaper than number two's option where you're at, Tim. It is way cheaper for you, buddy.
Save a ton of money. For sure. So, and that actually brings me to the second one on our list, which is WP Engine. They were kind of one of the first ones in the managed WordPress hosting space. It used to be that hosting companies would have any type of website, and then yes, WordPress is one of the things you can run, right? Yeah. But now, kind of led by WP Engine and Pagely, they're the two first managed WordPress hosting, where they're like, no, we only do WordPress hosting. And so that was a big deal. And now, as we mentioned, David's taking it one step further. It's like, no, we only do page builder hosting. Well, I guess technically that's not true. You could have a non-page builder.
Yeah,
we just specialize in it.
We specialize in it, which means that if you don't have a page builder and just a standard WordPress website, you're running insanely lightning fast, because we are running optimizing for the highest levels of PHP and stuff like this, which really matters for WordPress. And most hosting companies aren't. They know that they've got backwards compatibility. They've got all this issues in there. They have a lot more customers than we do. And maybe we'll run into that issue one day. But guess what? Right now, we're not.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I use WP Engine for my main website, divilife.com. But I am on enterprise level dedicated server. I had just had to upgrade again recently. I'm paying a fortune on a monthly basis for a very powerful server, but I need it because it's an e-commerce site. I get a lot of traffic. All of my customers, when they're activating their license key, it's pinging my database. So there's a lot going on, linking to a lot of third-party stuff and Facebook and YouTube and a lot. So a lot's happening. So I would definitely not recommend the level of server that I have for most websites. WP Engine does have hosting for, you know, your average website and stuff. And it's a lot more affordable than what I'm paying. You don't even want to know what I'm paying. It's disgusting.
I know what he used to pay years ago when he moved over to that enterprise server. And now he says he's paying more. I'm like, man.
Yeah, it's probably double that what I told you last time. But it's very powerful. And what I do like about it is they do a good job on the management aspect. So they'll reach out and say, hey, we noticed this, like, you know, you're getting a large amount of requests from this, you know, is this a bot or is this, you know, fraudulent, you know, or whatever. So like right. They do a good job on the actual management aspect. And so it does pay for itself because I don't have someone in-house that can, you know, manage the server and keep it secure and stuff like that. So it's like I'm outsourcing that to them, which is worth it. So, do you want me to keep talking about the next one?
Yeah, keep going because you know Flywheel way better than I do.
Yeah, so Flywheel is now owned by WP Engine, but they didn't used to be. But they're run as a separate company. And WP Engine kind of caters more towards enterprise level, and that's kind of where they're focusing. Flywheel is focusing on the freelancer and the small agencies. And so they have some really good plans that are great for that. And like WP Engine, they have a lot of the great hosting tools built in, automatic backups, one-click staging, additional security. They have caching built in. So they have a lot of stuff like that that's built in that's great for WordPress sites and stuff. I've gotten some really great speeds out of both WP Engine and Flywheel. So really fast, reliable hosting and good overall. Both of them have great support as well. So I definitely do recommend both of those. Yeah. And I'll let you talk about the next one, Danny.
Yeah, and I think one of the things you did that you said something that jarred, you know, all of those things we absolutely have with WP Zone as well. You know, the caching and the one-click staging and all of that stuff is built in to WP Zone hosting as well. Next on our list is SiteGround, and it offers managed and unmanaged WordPress hosting. It's probably more on the lower budget end of WordPress hosts, but for a long time, they got really, really good reviews and stuff, and a lot of the WordPress community loves SiteGround. It's not as extensive as Flywheel, WP Engine, WP Zone. It's more of a traditional host where... Yeah, it's more of a traditional host and stuff as opposed to a managed host, which means you're going to be mostly managing. And if you have a technical issue, you'll reach out to their support and stuff and they'll help you and whatnot.
Yeah. And I have SiteGround. I have a bulk plan where we add all of our child themes and it's we had to transition over to their cloud hosting, which will auto scale based off of bandwidth and traffic and stuff like that. So it is good. But yeah, as David mentioned, it's more of a budget friendly. And so that's why we put all of our child theme demos because we have a lot of child themes and we don't want to be paying per site on Flywheel or WP Engine. So the last one on our list is Kinsta. Kinsta is a more high-end agency level or even potentially enterprise level WordPress managed hosting. And it is expensive. It's definitely pricey. They are on the Google Cloud platform, similar to Flywheel. And they boast that they're faster than Flywheel and faster than, you know, 95% of other hosting companies out there. I have not personally used them, but the reason I recommend them is I have people that I know and trust that do use them and recommend them. And so I feel comfortable talking about them in this regard. And I've been really impressed with their content that I do. I'll do a lot of, you know, searches for different things and they have a lot of really great blog articles answering those questions, technical questions about hosting and performance and stuff like that. So they're definitely know what they're doing and they've earned my trust just from that alone. So while I haven't used their hosting directly, I do think they deserve to be on this list if you're in the mood for paying a lot for managed hosting. But again, check out WP Zone. I think you'll get the absolute most for your money and the fastest hosting as well.
Yeah. Awesome. And I do want to say this. I'm going to end this episode with this. There are a few names that you may notice that aren't on this list that you may listen to this podcast and you may be using. And one of them may be Bluehost. It may be HostGator. It may be GoDaddy, which are very large companies. Bluehost, HostGator are actually the same company. There is a big conglomerate called EIG, and they go around buying up small, awesome hosting companies and then turn them into crap. And they're typically your super budget, cheap hosting. And most people gravitate towards this because they pay out the most highest affiliate commissions. So all of the internet marketers of how they make their money through affiliates are pushing these guys saying they're the best, they're the best, they're the best. And guess what? Take it from me, the guy that started on Bluehost, they are not the best. Not even
I started close. On HostGator.
Yeah, they are terrible. And I mean,
I got hacked twice.
Yeah, it's a hacker's paradise and it's just a terrible, terrible platform. So, yeah, they make our list because guess what? They suck. GoDaddy, we still love you. They're a great registrar. And I think GoDaddy's come a long ways. They just have a very proprietary platform that is very hard for a lot of non-developers and even developers to use. So that's kind of why they're not on our list. But, you know, they have people that are on it that really like GoDaddy and stuff, but they're just, it's a totally different animal than cPanel, and which is traditional WordPress stuff. And, you know, and they just have their own proprietary platform. And I'm going to say it again, they all suck. So here we go. All right. Tomorrow we've got another great episode, The Best Ways to Learn WordPress in 2022. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.